Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. Andy again with another bloody news video. It's a busy day. What can I say? There's no one else here. On this one, we're going to talk about the top WWE star who is no longer focused on titles and main events. We'll talk about how WWE was able to keep Tangaloa's debut a secret. An AEW star is injured again. And another AEW star sounds like he's determined to really kick some ass when he returns. I'm Andy. This is the news. Second one of the day. If you want to hear me talk about Sheamus's tweets and the seemingly upcoming Bray Wyatt influence stable coming to WWE, you can check out the morning's news video. It's there right now. But on this one, we're going to start things off by talking about Kevin Owens, who has unpacked very fairly and very down to earth in that manner about why he's no longer totally focused on titles and main events and things of that nature. So he was speaking to Mark of WrestleMobs over Backlash weekend, ahead of Backlash. The video was published by Bodyslam. Nice little interview going out there. And he commented about this, and I'll just read you the quote because it speaks for itself. "You know, at this point, I just want to have fun doing what I'm doing and create memorable moments. For everybody that's watching and really into titles, main events and all that, it's nice when it happens and it's great to experience, but I just want to try to cherish the moments I have left in the industry. I'm obviously not saying I'm retiring anytime soon, but my career is closer to being done than starting, so I'm just trying to enjoy the ride." I think this is a very refreshing standpoint. Obviously, it doesn't sound like if WWE go, "Hey, Kevin Owens, we're going to make you the world champion." It doesn't sound like he's going to go, "Hell no, get me out of here." But at the same time, he's just focused on living in the moment and being present at this stage in his career. And it is at an advanced stage. I mean, the guy's been wrestling for decades at this point. Going back to his days on the indies, I mean, I, like a lot of people of my kind of age group, discovered Kevin Owens when he was Kevin Steen in Ring of Honor and PWG and places like that. And he was having these brutal, brutal, hard-hitting matches as this kind of mean, psychotic bully alongside Sami Zayn, El Generico as he was back then, who was this just effervescent babyface, really cool dynamic between those guys. And obviously he's come to WWE, he's had a long run in WWE, starting in NXT, coming up to the main roster. He's been very over for the vast majority of it. He's been a world champion. He's worked with Steve Austin, for goodness sake. He wrestled Stone Cold. Kevin Owens headlined WrestleMania one of the nights last year. He's done it all, pretty much. So for a guy like him, I can imagine it's very satisfying to sit and look back and go, "Hey, look, I've done some incredible things in my career, and now I just kind of want to enjoy whatever's left." And it's not like he's coasting towards the end either. He's, if you watch Backlash, that opening match, he worked his ass off. He was going nuts. He's going nuts. You can tell Kevin Owens is one of these guys who really feeds off a live wire crowd. And boy, was that a live wire crowd, because he was bumping all over the place. And that's one thing about Kevin Owens. He's never been shy of taking a big bump. It's nice to hear him speak with such clarity. I really enjoyed the silly little video with him and Kayla Braxton fanning around in Lyon before the pay-per-view at the weekend as well. So shouts to Kevin Owens. I think he's a surefire WWE Hall of Famer. Of course he is. He's been extremely successful in this company. He's transferred from the indies years ago perfectly, just completely seamless. I think he's great. I think he's an all-timer. He can talk, he can wrestle, he's very likable. He can play heel, he can play face. He's awesome. And he's doing some fun stuff with Randy Orton at the moment. Opposite the Bloodline, of course, at Backlash. We'll see if that rivalry continues. Maybe it will after the arrival of Tangaloa in that match. Kevin Owens had the match won until Tangaloa interfered, the former Camacho coming back to WWE. By the way, if you want to know a little bit more about him, we published a video last night. It was 10 things WWE fans need to know about Tangaloa. So you can check that one out if you want to get more of an understanding of who he is and how he might fit into the Bloodline going forward. Guerrillas of Destiny, all that stuff. Right, let's talk about him a little bit more. His debut was a total surprise. A Backlash, I think a lot of people, myself included, were expecting a Jacob Fatu, who did not show up. Instead, when Kevin Owens looked like he had the match won, it was Tangaloa who came, interfered, all of that stuff. He was posing with the Bloodline afterwards. Paul Heyman was kind of like, I can't control these guys. What am I going to do? They had a little backstage confrontation with Jey Uso. But the main reason that nobody expected this was because it hadn't been made public that Tangaloa's New Japan contract had expired. And nobody knew he was a free agent, apart from the company and the man, it seems. Now, Dave Meltzer spoke about this on Wrestling Observer Radio. Tama Tonga, of course, everyone knew he was going to WWE. That was reported several months in advance. Dave Meltzer said this on Tangaloa. Tangaloa's deal and Tama Tonga's, New Japan deals, were actually together. It's just that with Tangaloa, it didn't get out because New Japan never announced his contract expiring and they never gave him a farewell. WWE obviously never announces anything like this, but this is not like something from the last 2 weeks. The deal was decided on months ago. So this was, it's been in the works for ages, several months. It wasn't just a last minute thing. But very interesting to see the contrasting approaches there, because Tama Tonga, a more significant player in New Japan history, he'd been there forever, he'd had singles titles reigns, a really good match with Shingo this year in particular, but he had a proper farewell, as he should have. He's the founding Bullet Club member, pretty much. And think of the legacy of that stable and everything else. So I guess that part of it makes sense. No farewell for Tangaloa. He's back in WWE for the first time in a long time. He was Camacho there previously, of course. It'll be interesting to see if this Bloodline thing keeps growing. Of course, if Fatu does show up, he fits quite nicely into there. He's a chaotic dude. He fits that kind of rogue attitude that the group seems to be going for. And then Roman's off TV, he can come back in. Jimmy's off TV, he can come back in. Obviously, on the opposite side for Jimmy and Roman, you'd imagine. What's The Rock going to do? Who the heck knows? It'll hopefully give the whole saga a new lease of life, perhaps. I don't get the impression that many people are tired of this stuff. It is obviously, you know, you can like what you like and dislike what you dislike, that's fine. But I don't get the impression that the majority of the audience is fed up with this stuff. And even if they are, maybe they look at this new wrinkle, this new group of people and go, hey, this is cool. I want to invest in this. Actually, you know what? Let me know in the comments section below. You still into the Bloodline? What do you think of the new recruits? Do you want to see Jacob Fatu show up? Do you want to see Roman Reigns and the Usos reunite as baby faces? Throw it all down in the comments section below. Let's get a discussion going.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
Now, let's talk about poor Rey Fénix. My goodness, this guy. So, he just returned to AEW television for the first time in ages. The other week, wrestling the Beast Mortos, who is, of course, the former Black Taurus, in AEW. Great match, fun match, crazy match. It's Rey's first match in the company since October last year because he's been injured, he's been hurt, he's been banged up. He's injured again, my friends. This is a shame. So, he was supposed to wrestle his brother, Penta El Zero Miedo, at a House of Glory, this event, Cinco de Mayo, on Sunday. The match never happened. Penta came to the ring and announced that Fénix was not medically cleared to compete. So that match was off. Instead, Penta had a match with Laredo Kid, and that was the main event of the show. No Fénix versus Penta there. This is a real pain in the ass, particularly if you're a Rey Fénix or a Rey Fénix fan. He seems to be on the shelf again. There's no word on the extent of this injury or how long he might be out for. Who knows? It might just be that show. Maybe he'll be back in AEW next week or something. Or it might be a longer term thing. Either way, a terrible stroke of luck whenever somebody comes back into action and then is ruled out straight away. I hate seeing talented people have their careers stop start in this way. So best wishes to Rey Fénix in his recovery. Hope he's back on RTV soon because he's one of the most exciting wrestlers on the planet. When it comes to high flyers, they really don't get much more dazzling and eye-catching than Rey Fénix. So hope he's back soon. Him and Penta, Lucha Brothers back in the tag division, would be a lot of fun. Tag division could be cool. Like, you think of some of the additions that are coming in. Maybe we'll get more Grizzled Young Vets, more Saint Machine Guns maybe coming in. Anthony Henry's coming back. Maybe we could get a push for the Work Horsemen. You throw the Lucha Brothers in there with the existing teams. That's a really good group of tandems. So there you go. Get well soon, Rey Fénix. And get well soon, Will Hobbs, Powerhouse Hobbs. He's posted an update on his injury status. Now, his situation is a little bit different. He wasn't coming off a long absence and then got hurt. He just got hurt wrestling John Moxley on Dynamite the other week and is now probably set for a long absence. So in that match, Hobbs hurt his knee. It is believed that he's either had it or he's going to have surgery. And that means he's going to be out for quite a while, which sucks because he's one of my personal favourites. And I think while you can argue maybe that some other members of the Don Callis family haven't benefited from that stable, I think Hobbs really has. It's given him a really solid and consistent presentation on AEW TV. But he's been on Twitter. He's been on X, if you will, talking about the leg injury. And it sounds like he's ready to kick some ass when he comes back in. I'm just going to read you his words. Because why would I put them in my own? Hobbs says, "I'm not sure what to say. Injuries happen and we deal with them. We rehabilitate, we rebuild, we reinvent. The real test is the comeback. I've been told I'll come back like nothing ever happened." That's good to hear. "So, why do I feel so angry right now? Why do I feel so disappointed? It's because it's all BS. Nobody comes back the same after an injury. The only choice is to come back better. As I sit here on this island of darkness, I have thousands of questions running through my mind non-stop. The doctors tell me not to worry, just heal and recover. They have no idea that this is nothing compared to the hell I've been through. Just rest assured when I come back that I'm bringing hell with me." So that's a guy who's very determined to come back and not lose where he was on the roster, to say the very least. Another one who I just wish all the best. Injuries suck. They're part and parcel of pro wrestling. They just happen, right? And I know lots of people have these arguments about different styles and everything else and bumps and what. But hey, look, at the end of the day, these people are human beings. And if they get hurt on an accident, just coming to work, just doing their job, and then they can't do that job for like 8-9 months, however long it is. That on a human level, that just really sucks. There's no point getting high and mighty about any silly nonsense. Powerhouse Hobbs rules, Rey Fénix rules, all these people who are injured rule. So best wishes to all them in their recovery. Best wishes to you. Thank you for joining me for the second video of the day. If you enjoyed this, check out our rankings of every gimmick match in wrestling history. Gareth Morgan on the video. It's really good. You're going to really enjoy it and have a great time. Enjoy the rest of your day. List coming later on. If you haven't checked it out already, by the way, earlier we published our entrances from our live show, which is going live on YouTube this Friday, 3 p.m. UK time. Enjoy that. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.